What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome everybody back to a brand new edition of the podcast, the greatest podcast. Oh, I'll be the host of this year's podcast, the Ted Smith, greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All right, we got no Cobb. He is getting up early to get to the desert. But we do have Matt Comer, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Ted. Good to see you down in the other part of the desert.
So, full disclosure, Matt's got a little storm outside his window. My internet seems a little odd, too, so we might keep it quick, and there might be some pauses, but we'll still pump one out for you. So, of course, we haven't got the college football. Matt and I were just talking weather. I'm not looking at your storm, because I've been looking at the weather down in Burning Man. And, man, they got a good haboob the other day, and then I looked down there today, and it was like, look like thunderstorms and everything else. And I was like, oh, the old mayor is going to have to earn this one this trip.
Has he gotten lucky with the weather when he's gone?
Yes. And he's only stayed in an RV. So, like, just to put it in perspective, that first year Cobb and I went, right, we built the Costco carport with two hands and not a fucking socket wrench to save our life. And we stayed in that, and then 14, there was crazy storms. Like Diplo posted about it. He's like, I'm not going to be there this year. I remember going in 14 of those crazy storms. And I even commented like, dude, I was there. I didn't know that was you. I saw, and like, I've been a fan since. He liked it. So the mayor, and keep in mind, when I talk about this guy, the mayor, he is one of my very good friends. I love the guy, but he's only stayed in an RV. And the weather is never – he was there the year it rained, so I shouldn't say he hasn't had bad weather. That's not true. But he's always kind of timed it out pretty well, getting in and out. So we were at a local establishment last week where I was getting chirped for having a fucking NA beer. It's fine. I know the owner. And she goes, I don't know that I want to go to Burning Man. It seems hard. And he's – you know him. No, it's great. Everybody should do it. Now – I'm not gatekeeping. I'm just one of those people that I wouldn't recommend Burning Man to everybody. There's plenty of people in my life that I love, that I would love to see for a night or two, but they would hate it. And to me, Burning Man is not that easy. It's not supposed to be. So yesterday he texted me at like, I don't know, 5 or 6, and he was in Gerlach, like the last little stop before you get in line. And they're like, him and my buddy, they're having a cold beer before they drive in, all smiles. So I text them, let me know, or like 10 o'clock. I said, you guys all set up? What's going on? I wake up in the middle of the night, 2:30 in the morning to a text that says, "We're still in line. We haven't made it to the gate yet." So I'm like, oh, they've been in line for like 8 hours. Because I think it rained. So people need to understand, too, it's a dry lake bed. So when it rains, you just can't move and you sink in. So they just shut down the line and go, no moving around. And then I saw today there was like a boob, and then I was watching thunderstorms all day, and I was just like, oh man, he's really gonna have to earn it this year. Like, it's hard to say I'm not happy about it. I'm not happy. I think a little dose of reality is good for the man sometimes.
Yeah. That's
right? I mean, to put it in perspective. A couple of years ago at the last meltdown, and Matt, you're better at judgment at this. How far was that walk to the river? I mean, I wouldn't say it was a mile, but it was a good little walk.
Yeah, no, it was the better part of a mile, probably 3/4 or so. You mean from our camp?
Right. And it was hot as hell. And from our camp, me and Rob loaded up the giant Yeti with everybody's beer and stuff from camp. I think you and Tyler might have had your own cooler. And we humped that thing all the way down there, right? So on the way back, George was like, I'll help you on the way back. And it was a lot lighter because everybody drank all the drinks. But halfway back, he goes, somebody's shoes are in here. And I go, those are the mayor's shoes. And I go, sorry, it works out for him. Like, I tend to worry a little bit. The mayor doesn't. And he showed back up, and I was like, did you have an extra pair of shoes down there? He's like, I did, randomly. So, like, and I'll say this to his face. Like, stuff does work out for him, right? Not that he doesn't have a serious job and, excuse me, problems like the rest of us. But it generally works out for him. And I feel like it's Burning Man's kind of been working out. So I'm just dying laughing, like, oh. It is going to be a rough week of weather. Like, I'm waiting to get that phone call on Friday. Like, we already left. We gave up.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Right. So then, frankly, I'm jealous of weather. Matt texts me Saturday morning. He's like, we had some, what'd you have, like pancakes with pumpkin in them and
French toast.
Like, thunderstorms. French toast. Oh, right. And you're like, yeah, it's kind of like fall. Like, obviously, it's still hot out, but like overcast skies. Like, I was down in Yelm. It was 95 degrees. I was sweating my ass off. And then today, I saw like the rest of the country is embracing their like week one college football. And there's like an odd cold front through like part of the Midwest and the East Coast. It's going to be like autumn there for them. And we have like a weird heat wave. And I'm like, what in the fuck is going on?
Yeah, no, it's crazy out there still. Like, it's just been stormy for the last 3-4 days. Lightning and thunder intermittently, rain and wind. And yeah, humid as hell. I'm just bitching out there.
Yeah, you guys don't get humid, so that's got to be awful.
Yeah, no, I'm just, and, every time I see someone, I'm like, everyone says Austin's so amazing. Like, this is what it's like for a big chunk of their year.
I mean, look, I like Austin. I'm going down in October, but the best time I've been was when I went in early November.
Yeah.
Like, in June, like, I don't know how people, like, I get it. It's a cool town, great vibe, but man, that weather's got to be brutal. What, at least seven months out of the year? I mean, we were down there for Cobb's wedding. I was sitting at that bar on Sunday talking to this couple, and they were like, yeah, we're doing like a staycation. We live here. But the guy was like, this is ungodly hot for us, even us in June. And I was like, all right, so I'm not losing my mind. He's like, no, part of the reason we're doing a staycation is this hotel has a pool. I was like, all right.
Yeah, and I remember that was a heat wave for Cobb's wedding, but I had a few locals be like, yeah, no, this is a lot for June, but like, this is a lot of July, August, September days like this. Like,
yeah.
And that's what it's like here. The heat waves happen over the course of the summer. You don't know exactly when, and it gets rough for a few days to a week at a time. And then it's just like regular hot and mildly uncomfortable. And you just plow through it.
Yeah, and we've had one day in August that felt like Seattle, right? The one day it was windy and rainy and only like high 60s, low 70s, and I'm in that goddamn Cessna. That's the only day we've had where I would have been happy to sit on my couch and just be like, oh, I don't know, I'll watch an old football game. And I'm in that Cessna going up and down. I had a dream last night. I was in a Cessna in worse weather. And then I woke up this morning and I go, that was a super vivid dream. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I haven't even been smoking this week.
They do come back with a vengeance, don't they?
With a vengeance, dude. It was like, I swear to God, I woke up and I was like, I'm going to puke. That was too realistic. Oh, man. But yeah, wild weather everywhere else. I mean, I talked to my mom and sister on Sunday and they're like, oh, we're sitting outside. It's great. I'm like, I got the air conditioner on and two fans trying to get the air to blow out from my bedroom.
Oh, man. Yeah, Seattle's had a hot summer, right? Like, overall, it's been on the warmer side.
It's been warm. It's been just dry and sunny. So, like, okay. This the last 4 days, honestly, was the hottest four. I think that was the first four-day streak of 90s.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's just been dry. And then it was great, but yeah, I'm about ready for, like, come on. Like, let's go. And I don't want it to start pissing rain. I just need it, and I think this weekend we'll get back to it, right? I just need a seasonal high around 78, maybe 80. I could still go swimming during the day, which I will do Saturday in the Sound, and then, you know, I could put a hoodie on at night.
Yeah. Yeah, and college football's back. I mean, dip season, it's just a great time of year we're rolling into. So the summer, you know, up there, I feel like a lot of times it gets, even if it's like nice, it'll get interrupted by a few sort of stretches where it's kind of gray and cloudy, but it doesn't sound like there hasn't been many of those, and it's been hotter than usual all summer in Seattle. Is that accurate?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, with that said, awesome summer, right? Yeah. But I've just lived here too long where I'm like, I need to get out of the sun, man.
Yeah.
I mean, so, and my buddy, the party I went to on Saturday, right? It's his mother-in-law. She's got a great house down in Yelm, right? And she's got like a, you know, I guess technically it's an above-ground pool, but it's built into like the side of the deck.
Okay.
You kind of, you know what I mean? Like, you get in and you're like, oh, yeah, but you kind of don't realize. But they had like a shade structure.
Ooh.
So if I was there for 6 hours, I'm willing to bet I spent at least 2 hours just in the shade part of the pool.
That's smart. Sounds a little low, actually, for me.
Right.
Have you thought about 4 hours there, Ted? Right.
Well, I mean, they did cook a lot of food, and I was like, yeah, I'll get out. Also, I won't mention names, but I talked to a couple people, and they were like, yeah, man, after you left, there was a band. They were like, it got rowdy. And I was like, I just took one of my weekends off from, like, boozing. Still, for the record, I still bring my Playmate full of NA beers.
Yeah,
I was sending pictures to Matt. I was like, oh. And man, after a 2 hour, and I picked the worst time to leave. I was like, oh, I'm going to watch the first quarter of the Seahawks game. And it took me 2 hours to get down there. I mean, as soon as I got there, I put my cooler down. It just grabbed a coldie out of the bottom and just chugged it. But I was talking to one buddy and they were like, yeah, man, it got a little rowdy there. People got hammered. And it's just funny, you know this, you've been, you know, you haven't drank in years. Like, when you're not drinking, you notice. And I was like, yeah, you mean like you three guys that just drank beers the entire time while everybody else ate dinner? You guys got hammered? I was like, no way.
Yeah, it is fun. Like, I used to pull a lot of moves like that, and it's just a funny, you know, I don't know. I got some friends that I've been hanging out with down here at the bar, and you know, I play golf. We go to be, and they're, you know, it's just funny hearing them talk about it at the beginning of the afternoon. Like, man, last week I, you know, got a little carried away, and I'm like, that's your third shot that whatever it is this month that's on special. You know, like, you're headed right back to that same level right here, right now. But yeah, it's just funny the way people talk about that stuff. Yeah.
I know. All right. So let me ask you this, because Miles of Thrill looked at me like I was insane when I brought this up on the air today. Think back to your drinking days. You're touring somebody's trailer. You open the bathroom door. There's a Smirnoff Ice sitting there. What do you do?
Wait, like backs, like an artist trailer backstage?
No. One of our friends had bought this new trailer.
Okay.
Because there was plenty of room to camp out. And he's like, do you want to check out my trailer? And I said, oh, hell yeah, man. And I'm looking around and he's like, dude, look at the size of the bathroom in this thing. And I open it up and I just go, damn it. And there's just one Smirnoff Ice sitting on the toilet. So
were they trying to ice you?
Okay. Thank you.
Does that count?
I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Miles of Thrill had never heard of getting iced. And I was like, oh, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
I was like, it was the only alcoholic beverage I had all weekend. And even they were like, dude, if you're on the wagon, you don't have to drink it. I was like, I'm just not drinking this weekend. I go, but I was like, rules are rules.
Fair play, like, mates.
Right. Exactly. I was like, look, you got me. And they're like, I was like, got down on a knee. I put that bastard down. But, yeah. Right, was just like, all right, you got me.
That's so funny, dude. I love a good throwback like that. That's like calling doorknob when someone rips ass and going over and socking them in the arm. Like, I just had to for old time's sake, man. We don't do that stuff anymore. We miss it.
Oh, I should have never brought it up on the men's room. Miles is like a college guy. He's like, I never heard of this game. Oh, and people have to drink it? I go, well, that's the rule. You got to get on one knee and chug it. He's like, they're like, I'm going to start doing this at work. Like, we're not doing it at work. it can be done. But, and look, to Joey's credit, well played, right? Just, I'm, you know me. Oh, look at this trailer. Yeah, this is great. This is great. Yeah, let me see the bathroom. You son of a bitch.
That's a really, really good callback. I totally forgot about icing people, but it's hilarious every time. And yeah, I don't know, it's just like they said, you're in your 40s, like that's the crew that would happen with.
Correct. Right. We love the Jersey Shore and we still ice each other.
Yeah, try icing our friend in his 20s, the mayor's son. He's like, what the f*** is this? What rules?
I mean, because there was two of us in there, three of us, and my other buddy, he was like, dude, I'll drink it for real. I was like, no. I respect the rules of a game. Now, if I had quit drinking completely, I'd be like, I'm not drinking it. But I was like, it's just one. Give it to him. You know, it's like I still had a taste of whiskey with, what's his name? God damn it.
Carson.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, like I take these weekends off or whatever, but it's like, yeah, I still follow the rules.
Yeah. Got it, man. I respect it.
Yeah, right. I was like, it's got to get done. I'm also, I'm also shocked how impressed people are. Like, they're like, you drove all the way down here? You're just not going to drink? I was like, goddamn. Like, maybe we should all be trying this a little more, boys. It shouldn't be that hard to take a couple weekends off here and there.
Yeah. Well, and they're probably like, oh, well, you're coming to you couldn't have picked a weekend where you're not going to a party where a bunch of people are going to be drinking. And you're like, that's all of them.
Damn it. That's a great line. I should have said that because a couple people were like, "You picked this weekend?" Now I'm like, "Well, going down to, like, I didn't say this, but like, I'm going to Sal's this weekend. We're gonna be barbecuing pork, drinking beers." So I was like, "Let's give the body a little rest."
Yeah.
And then, I don't know if I said this on the if we were recording or not. And then yeah, I went to one of my local haunts, and it's fair. I know the owner, but she chirped me too. Like, "Never thought I'd see you drinking NA beers in here." I'm like, "God damn." I'm catching strays left and right.
Wednesday.
Right? It was. It was. I'm like, what is going on here? I mean, that's so funny you say that. It literally was last Wednesday night.
Like, I get the guys at the party be like, on the weekend? But it's like,
yeah,
I'm just here in the middle of the week. Like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and then my local, one of the bartenders there, like after, she, like in June, she was like, "Where the hell have you been?" I said, "I took May off." And she's like, "You could still come in and get wings or something and drink an NA beer." And I said, "The difference is this bar, I'm the problem." Right? I was like, so I didn't come in because I don't trust myself in this bar. Now, the other bar, I won't run into a bunch of people I know. So I was like, I could sneak in an NA. Nobody will notice. But I was like, this bar would be very hard not to have a beverage.
Know the difference.
No, right? Hey, you got to know thyself, right?
First and foremost.
But either way, it was awesome to see some college football back on. The Premier League's rolling. Arsenal's already won top of the table right now. I mean, there's only been 2 weeks, but yeah, just getting in the good time of year. And then, yeah, next candle I buy is going to be a Macintosh Apple candle. You know, might have to, you know, I might even have, you know what, Matt? I might have a pumpkin beer this weekend.
I told you, man, we had pumpkin French toast this weekend. Fall yeah. kicked off in our household this weekend.
Correct. At start, you know, the Starbucks is selling the PSLs. Like, you know what? I might have to hunker down on a couple pumpkin beers.
Yeah. And I don't want to take anything away from like any Northwest listen. Like when I lived in the Northwest, I was always like, it's not fall yet. It's not. We can still get another couple good weeks of summer. Like, everybody calm down. Slow your roll. Like, fall will last. But down here, I'm like, get this fucking summer over with, dude. Like, back into the 90s, please.
At some point, like the pool party part, like I'm hanging out with these dudes. And like the one guy I'm talking to, really cool guy, right? But we're talking about DJs and stuff. If I just go, how old are you? Like, you mind my, like, how old are you? He's like, oh, I'm 27. I go, all right. I can tell there's a little disconnect in our DJ talk, right? I go, that makes more sense. And then they were talking about, like, you know, hot older women and this and that. And I was like, fellas, let me tell you about the promised land. It's in Indian Wells. It's called The Nest. I have gotten more yardage out of that dinner on that Friday night than you have no idea. It's unbelievable. People Dude. That know are like, you know what? I was like, whoa, damn right I do.
So today I was in and out and I saw one of my coworkers, who's female, younger than me, and I had heard that she goes to the Nest somewhat regularly, which isn't, that doesn't right. mean anything. Like, a lot of girls here go there for fun because it's just a great atmosphere.
There's not a ton of bars like that in that area.
Right. They're not trying to hook up with older dudes. They're not trying to, you know, be gold diggers or anything. They're just like, no, dude, it's the place to be. But she came into In-N-Out with a dude that could have been her dad. We'll just say that. But also, I'm like, I know you've been to the Nest, man. Like, I don't know. You don't know in this town. We're not like that tight. I didn't say anything and try to, you know, but I was just like, what a weird place that, like, she could just be getting a burger with her dad and I'm over here like, do they meet at the Nest? Like, or they met at the Nest and I'm over here like, is that her dad? Like, either way, it's just fun in the desert.
And it does have that reputation, right? Because remember, like, nobody knows, right? But it just, like, you're like, oh, man, there's my client's wife. That's not my client. And like 3 minutes later, you're like, oh, all right, there he is.
Thank God, there's my client. Yeah, dude, Those 2.5 minutes or whatever it was, like, my heart was racing. Like, I could not stop. Like, what if, oh, dude, why would you come to the nest if you're doing that? Like, it's everyone's here. What about low profile? Right. I'm like, there he is. Thank God. Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, right? I mean, not my place to judge. People could do whatever they want, but like, yeah, that'd be like me taking a side piece to my local and then just looking at the bartenders like, don't make it weird. Like, of course they're going to be like, that's not your wife. Like, what? Yeah, it's not. Don't tell her. God, I would be the worst of the side piece. Please do not tell her.
One of my coworkers one time in the gym, I forget how it came, but she just like kind of said, and you know, people always overhear our conversations because there's just people around in the gym. And she's like, Matt, you don't strike me as the type to cheat. And I was like, God, no. Like, the extra headaches and no. Like, and I love my girlfriend too much for that anyways, but like, I just led with the logistics. I got some side eyes. Are you kidding me? That would be a nightmare.
I'm 100% with you. And there's no way I wouldn't right. Like I couldn't pull it off. You're like, what's wrong? Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. Can I see your phone? Why do you want to see my phone? I mean, I guess it's a good thing we're shitty liars.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's like I told you about our other friends that are getting married in Mexico. I saw them a couple weekends ago, and finally I just said, look, I'm just gonna shoot you straight. I'm just not going. She was like, what do you mean? I was like, I could give you some BS excuse, but you know, it's a busy weekend. Like, I'm just not going. I have other trips planned. She was like, all right, I respect that. I was like, good.
Yeah.
I spent an hour trying to come up with a goddamn fake excuse. It's somehow it would make it worse. It's like, let's just be honest here. I'm just not going.
Yeah.
Like, love you guys. I'm out.
Yeah. That would be funny if like you had a destination wedding and then got upset at people that didn't come. Like, you have to know that's going to narrow the guest list quite a bit.
I mean, look, I told my buddy this weekend, he was like, man, thanks for driving all the way down here. And I went, you know what? Two things. A, that I generally wouldn't go to a fifth wedding anniversary party. I go, but I haven't seen most of these people since the wedding. And I haven't seen your parents in a while. And I love you. And I said, two, if it wasn't you, there is no chance I would have drove to Yelm today 2 hours each way. He was like, you didn't have to say that. I was like, well, I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, it's true commitment. He is a dope friend, though.
Yeah, great guy. Great guy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, I mean, I guess we really don't have to take a break since Cobb's not here.
Yeah.
I mean, let's check in. Let's see what's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Before we get to what's Mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Check out what's Mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Before we get to what's Mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Check out what's Mattening.
Yeah, that. I mean, it was kind of just a chill fall weekend, you know, which it was more fall weather than we get most fall weekends. Like,
I know, I was mad jealous, bro.
Fall weekends here are like 80 and sunny, and you're like, man, can I squeeze around in before the 10 a.m. games kick off? Like, but this was, yeah, stormy, windy, thunder, lightning, rain the whole nine, and then we were just hanging out watching TV, and then my girlfriend was like, all right, yeah, let's make French toast, or I'll make French toast, and then she's like, should I put pumpkin in it? And then I was like, you know what, I know, what do they call it, Farmageddon?
Yeah,
I didn't know it by
Iowa
name.
State, Kansas State.
Yeah, at the time I didn't know it as Farmageddon. I was like, I know there's some game on, you know, for college this morning. Like, yeah, put some pumpkin in that French toast. Like, I'm putting on football. Like, let's do this right. And yeah, turn that on. It was like the second half. It was a tie game. It was a good game, you know. Went down, you know, pretty much to the wire. It was a close competitive game between two ranked opponents, and you know, had some pumpkin French toast, and then the hell did she do when I got to watch the Seahawks preseason game, the Jalen Milroe that day. So I think I might have just
seen... part of the reason I was stuck in traffic. As I say, that was part of the reason I hit the worst traffic. I was like, I just got to see his first couple series, and then I'll hit the road. And then it was like, yeah, if I had left an hour ago like I should have, I would have been okay. But I was like, I want to see what the kid's doing.
Yeah. It was, yeah, because week three of the preseason, like, never means anything anymore. It used to be that when it was 4 weeks, that was the week that the starters would play some, but now it's like nothing. But when you got an exciting QB project, you know, in there, it's like, oh, I want to see what happens all of a sudden in week three preseason. So yeah, watched a ton of football. That was cool. And then, had the pumpkin French toast was so damn good. Other than that, we didn't do much. We're going to Hawaii tomorrow, so we're kind of just, like, getting ready for that.
Nice.
And doing some random stuff and just kind of laying low. Like, I did
so much laundry Saturday, because that's the thing of like, we can't go do anything else, babe. I'm helping with the laundry, so we gotta sit right here, and there's football on, so like that's like the cop out. Like, yeah, make some French toast with put pumpkin in it. I'm folding laundry. Like, I was just setting the day up of like guilt-free football watching that she's in the room for and, you know, on board with. It was just a fun ass day, like getting the weather, getting football on, putting pumpkin in the French toast. Like, I was so fired up for all of it, which again is the complete opposite of how I was in Seattle. October.
Doing laundry is fine. Folding laundry sucks. But I'm with you. If I have the red zone on, I'll fold laundry for an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, football season laundry is just like grade A laundry doing. So it was fun. It just felt like we were back, you know? Like, it's a fun time of year. Yeah. And then Sunday, I watched some of the PGA Championship. I don't know if you watched that at all, which is like their final playoff event. And Tommy Fleetwood won it, he's like a great golfer, but he's never won before. So his first one was like to win the season long title, his first, you know, tournament win on tour. And that was fun to see. He's also the biggest advocate on tour for the mini driver, which I had just picked up.
So I'm
singing the mini driver's praises all over town to anyone that'll listen. And then he goes out and validates it on the big stage out there. So that was fun, because I was always rooting for him, you know, just knowing that he had never won, and he's just great golfer. It was pretty chill weekend. Felt like fall was back there for a bit. Still a lot of 100 degrees days to come between now and, you know, October or whatever it is, but took that one, made the most of it, and it was awesome.
Yeah, I'm with you. And trust me, when that falsa turns on in mid-October, I will not be happy. But I am looking for, and like, look, I like the foliage. I like the sports, right? Baseball's ramping up big time now. You got Big Dumper out there setting records for a catcher. Like, it just, sports-wise, you just can't beat this time of year. Everything I like is happening. And then you add in, you know, like, look, I'm one of those guys, right? Honey, you want to go to the pumpkin patch? Let's go, right? Like, you want to, you know, I don't know. You want to, you know, like I'm one of those psychos. When it starts getting chilly, like, I'll still have my screen door open in the window, but I'll have all the sweatpants and a hoodie and be like, ooh, it's almost too cold. let's see. We will be off next week. Cobb's still coming back from the desert, and I gotta do a work thing, so we'll be back in 2 weeks. But Matt, I'm just gonna make you jealous. I'll text you this weekend. I'm gonna be down at Sal's Friday night, gonna hit a couple bars in Olympia. Then he needs somebody to stay up late with him while he's prepping the meat. I said, say less. Right? And then in the morning, you got College Game Day, Texas, Ohio State, 9 a.m. Maryland, Florida Atlantic University at 9 a.m. too on Big Ten Network, if you want to check that out. And then I was going to say, there's like three or four big games on that day. And then the Huskies don't play till 8 p.m. on the Big Ten Network. So like Saturday's going to be a full day. Yeah.
Yeah. That was fun. Text away. Good luck making me jealous. I'll text you back a picture from Hawaii, from a beach somewhere.
Yeah, you're in Hawaii.
Yeah, you got me, bro.
You know what? I will send you a picture of me 75 degrees in the sound with my hard-ass nipples, and then you fire back a picture of you just in the warm water. Like, yeah, you got me, shithead.
Deal, dude.
That's awesome, man. Well, you can watch the Huskies at 5 p.m. on the Big Ten Network, then out there.
Yeah, that's a good point. Text me all the late night stuff, because it'll be 3 hours earlier for me. I'm going to stay up late on meat duty. Sweet. Text away. I'll be chilling at the end of the day.
I like to call myself the sous chef. Everybody's like, how do you help? I go, I rip beers while he preps the meat and gets the coals going.
It's a morale thing. You need glue guys on every good team.
Right, exactly. Right. Look, I'm on the practice squad, but I'm doing my part.
Yeah, I don't fill out the stat sheet, okay? But the guys that do would say I'm an integral part of things.
Right. Look, at the end of the day, I still get a ring. all right. Well, everybody, have a great Labor Day weekend. Enjoy some football. Enjoy the time off. And then, yeah, those kids will be back in school. It'll be fall before we know it. But, yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks. So for MCTP, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.